Oh, that bet of $50,000 at $7 on Dustin Johnson to win at the US Masters at Augusta, Georgia. Was it Brett Ogle's money or not?
I reckon
he probably...
Yeah.
Well, he's got it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether he wants to part with it or not would be another matter. G'day, Brett.
That's a week's wages for you, isn't it, TK?
Well,
Jimmy might be 2 weeks for you, but...
Yeah. Oh.
What do you think? I mean, there's no hotter player in the world, is there, currently, Brett? Then?
I haven't got the, what do you call it, to put $50,000
like
on something
call
is a huge bet for me, but 50 grand? Wow, that's a lot of money. And especially on match play, where anybody can beat anybody, like TK, you could take me down over 18 holes. I don't have to fall over and play one-legged, but
still,
you know, anybody could take anybody down. He went 112 holes, Dustin Johnson. Mate, that's a huge call to put 50 Gs. That guy must be prepared to lose his house.
It's all relative. And he put it on. Right. And he put it on for the Masters too, just to clarify.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's finished sixth and fourth there the last 2 years, Dustin Johnson, and he's playing way better than he was the last couple of years.
Right.
He's a damn good bet. He was going to play the Houston Open this week, Dustin Johnson, where he's finished a couple of top fives the past previous years, but decided to withdraw after his 112 marathon. But it was a fantastic final against John Rahm. John Rahm was five down after 8 holes. He was getting smashed. I think he was a little overawed, John Rahm, by Dustin Johnson's presence, and then all of a sudden he relaxed and Dustin Johnson kept parring holes, but John Rahm kept making birdies, and all of a sudden one up, coming up the last hole, and it was a fantastic finish. But this John Rahm Rodriguez, 22-year-old from Spain. Okay. What a huge rise in the past 9 months for this guy. It was only this time last year where he was the number one ranked amateur in the world, finished 23rd at the US Open, then turned pro the immediately week after and played the Quicken Loans, finished third there after leading at halfway, finished second in Canada, and earlier this year won the Farmers Insurance. This guy's a real deal. He could go close to winning next week. He drives it long, he putts well, and he's in form.
Okay. All right. Well, he's one of your early roughies there for Augusta. Mate, are you getting any sort of feedback or word regarding Jason Day? Unfortunately, his mother's suffering from that terminal illness. He's hoping for a good result. Do you think he'll play US Masters?
I think he will, yeah.
His record's fantastic. I mean, there's bigger things in golf, but his record around there is fantastic.
His mother's joined him in the US too.
Yeah, she's over there for an operation. Yeah.
Isn't it weird how I find this just ridiculous, but and I don't know what happened here, whether it was just press report, but his mother was diagnosed in Australia, terminally ill. Mm. He flies her over to America, and all of a sudden they take out the tumour in wherever it was, and she's resting up and fine. I don't know whether it's reports from the press that is wrong there, saying she was terminally ill. He rips her over to America, and all of a sudden she's doing all right.
Yeah,
I got a bit of a lump in my throat to hear that, and it's fantastic news. But it always goes to show you: get a couple of quotes on anything. Go and see a few different people. Don't be stuck with one person. Obviously, with that call, that's a shocking call.
Yeah,
and if she lives on, you know,
well, we hope she does.
Crazy. Well, I think we all do. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to see anybody die of cancer. Those idiots over that are killing people.
Yeah.
You want to see them die because they're killing innocent people, but not good people. Jeez.
No.
You know, so anyway.
It was distressing to see him at the match play, so we wish him...
I know.
I hope everything's going well at home for him. I hope we see him out there at Augusta, Georgia, and we'll be cheering for him. What about Scott and the Houston Open this week?
Yeah, well, this is a tournament that the Aussies do love, isn't it? Allenby, Appleby, Scott. Matt Jones won it a few years ago. It's a tournament that tends to throw up some different style winners, like last year, Jim Herman, Matty Jones out of the blue, beat Matt Kuchar a few years ago. Kuchar plays well here, but it's a pretty good field. And even without Dustin Johnson, there's Jordan Spieth, Stenson, Scott, Ricky Fowler, Mickelson, who's won this one around here. Terrific field, but I tell you, there's two guys. Now, John Rahm, you got to stay on this guy. He just looks like he's going to win just about every time he gets going.
Right.
I don't know what odds he is this week. But
we'll stick with him.
Yeah, I stick with him. And there's a guy called D.A. Points who'll be a roughie this week. Now, this guy, D.A. Points, won the tournament here about 4 years ago, and he's fresh off making 1,000 birdies and winning Puerto Rico up against the match play last week. Look out for him. He normally plays okay at this golf course. Okay. And as I said, he did win here at the golf club in Houston about 4 years ago, DA Point, so he's obviously got a little bit of confidence going. Might be a really good roughie this week.
All right, well, Jordan's the favourite, Spieth, at $7. John Rahm, you've talked about, he's $10. And DA Points, I'm just going down the list, he's going to be at pretty juicy odds. I'll find a price for him, mate, and I'll let our listeners know.
Scrolling.
He's scrolling the mouse down. He'd probably be about 50s, I'd say, maybe 40, somewhere in that vicinity.
He's 151.
Yep, he's $151.
$151.
Oh, there, a little $5 on there, a little $10 on him and picking for a top 10.
Yeah, well, $31 for a top 10.
Is he?
Yep.
Oh, get on that.
Sorry, 31 for a top 5.
Top 5,
but anyway.
Top 10, he'd probably be about 12.
You get the point.
8s or 12s, I'd
pardon
say.
Pardon the pun.
Still, good pick this week. And did you see last week, just quickly before we go, Dwayne The Rock Johnson post on Twitter that he drove the ball 490 yards? Did you see that?
What, down a tarmac?
That's what I said. Yeah. But anyway,
In the ice?
He posted it on Twitter that he... Yeah. And anyway, John Daly's come out on Twitter and said, mate, are you kidding? Nobody's buying that at all.
No.
And he said, oh, well, look, he said 490 yards to me. Hey, I'm always optimistic and I round up my numbers. I thought it was quite funny.
Yeah.
Rounding up your numbers is not to 490, mate. It'd be 500 or 400.
Good on you,
mate. Rounding up your numbers. Have a great week, you boys. Drummondgolf.com for all your specials. Check it out. And Masters next week. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
We get excited. Great. You know, we get excited by the Masters. Good on you, Brett.
See you, lads.
Thanks, Bogle.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Get yourself into drummondgolf.com.au or go into one of their many, many stores. You just walk around, look at all that beautiful gear.
Gazing.
It's wonderful. 13:53:53.